The case against former Cardinal George Pell took a final turn today as the High Court released its judgment overturning the Victorian Court of Appeal decision. George Pell has had his convictions quashed and was released from jail earlier today. I asked Dr. Andrew Dyer, Deputy Director, Sydney Institute of Criminology at the University of Sydney's Law School, why the High Court came to this decision.
I think that the court has made this decision essentially because of the inability of the DPP in the High Court to defend these allegations in a way that was particularly plausible. And that said, there were too much evidence pointing in the opposite way to the complainant's evidence. And so there were three items of evidence that their honours in the High Court attached particular significance to. One was George Pell's practice of standing on the steps outside the cathedral after Mass. The second was George Pell's practice, said to be invariable by many witnesses, of being in the company of somebody while he was in the cathedral. And the third piece of evidence that was pretty crucial here was the fact that the sacristy where Pell was said to have offended was a hive of activity on the accounts of many witnesses. It was said to be a hive of activity after Mass. Now, these witnesses gave this evidence about Pell's having been on the steps and about his always being in company and about the fact that this sacristy would have been attended by a number of people, would have been occupied by a number of people at the time of the alleged offending. And it wasn't really challenged at the trial by the Crown. And so in those circumstances, their honours found that there was a reasonable doubt as to Pell's innocence. There was a significant possibility, they said, that an innocent person had been convicted, even despite the compelling evidence of the complainant that Pell did offend in the ways in which the complainant said he did.
So originally this was a jury trial, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a jury trial before the Chief Judge of the County Court of Victoria, Judge Kidd.
So from a legal point of view, when you're running a trial before a jury, you would, I guess, emphasise the evidence, the very emotive evidence of the witness in this case. And perhaps you wouldn't be then necessarily wanting to bring in too much of the technical aspects that perhaps on appeal are more important. Would I be correct in saying that?
Well, I suppose that's right. I suppose you'd have to say that the thing that was helping the Crown here was that the complainant gave this evidence of Pell's having offended both in the sacristy on one occasion and outside the sacristy on another occasion. Now, this guy gave evidence that was found by the majority in the Court of Appeal to have been compelling, and obviously the jury found it to be so. However, I suppose when you have a number of witnesses giving this evidence that Pell would have been on the steps, would have been in company, that the sacristy would have been attended. And I might add, there are a couple of witnesses who claim to have had a specific recollection of having been with Pell on the occasion on which the first incident occurred. And there were two dates when it might have occurred. There was this evidence that these guys remembered Pell's having been on the steps on those times. When you've got that evidence, what the High Court is saying is that it is really incumbent upon the prosecution to challenge the witnesses who give that evidence. And if there is no proper challenge to it, then despite the fact that you've got this compelling testimony from the complainant, there is a reasonable doubt as to guilt. Now, that doesn't mean
because
that
the
Pell
times don't match
didn't
up.
Do it.
It's because the times don't match up, isn't it? I mean, how can you be in two places at once? This is what they're saying.
Yeah, well, that's one of the things. Yeah, well, on and what the defense was saying on appeal was, well, hang on, that 5 to 6 minutes was said to be the 5 to 6 minutes of offending, and yet it occurred directly after Mass when Pell would have been going back to the sacristy. So 3 or 4 of those 5 or 6 minutes would have been taken up by him actually getting back to the sacristy. So yeah, that was one of the submissions that was made, and it pretty much found favour in the High Court.
So is this a good judgment then?
In my opinion, having read it's a reasonably solid judgment, yes. I sat through both days in the High Court. I was in the public gallery both of those days, and by the end of the proceedings, I was thinking, well, I don't really think that the prosecution has explained why these convictions are sound. Now, that's not saying that there is no possibility that George Pell did what he was alleged to have done. All it's saying is that I think the jury should have had a doubt in this case, essentially for the reasons that were given by the High Court bench.
Is that meaning this particular episode is over?
Yeah, that's right. These matters can't be re-agitated. The High Court is the final court of appeal, and so there is no prospect that these matters will come before the courts again.
Dr. Andrew Dyer, Deputy Director, Sydney Institute of Criminology, the University of Sydney's Law School, with me there. I'm Roderick Chambers, and you're listening to The Wire around Australia on the Community Radio Network.